It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, we'll continue our Hidden Wisconsin series and talk to the designer of a corn maze.
First, though, the Wausau School Board is holding a special meeting this evening to talk about what has become a controversy over how much religious music the high school's choir can perform at its holiday concert.
The school's choir group, Master Singers, was disbanded last week after the choral director was asked to include fewer religious songs or postpone the holiday concert.
Tonight is the first time the school board will address that issue directly.
We have Keith Ulig with us to tell us what's going on. He's the education reporter for the Wausau Daily Herald. Keith, thanks for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure.
So a lot of people around the state may not be up on this story. What did we learn last Friday? What broke then?
What broke then was a teacher, a popular choir teacher, choir director at Wausau West High School, disbanded the Master Singers group, and that's sort of an elite, high-level singing group that traditionally during the holiday season has gone to like service clubs, businesses, etc., to perform a winter concert.
And then this is after the school board requested what exactly?
The school board has not requested anything. This was after a review of music teachers' song list for performances done by an administrative committee. This is sort of at an administrative level. And what this committee, we're getting conflicting reports on what this committee told Phil. Phil Book believes that he was told you either have to have a 1-to-5 ratio of 5 secular songs for every religious song that you perform at these concerts, and he felt, or not have any religious songs at all, or delay these performances. And he said, he told us at the time that the whole purpose for these performances is to celebrate the holiday season, and he disbanded the group.
And is the music we're talking about that people are concerned about, this administrative committee was concerned about, modern, contemporary religious music or stuff from the classical canon, a lot of which was religious to begin with?
That's a good question. I've asked it. We don't know specifically what was on that song list. What we do know is that an attorney who was also part of this review process determined that what the Master Singers were doing, in effect, was Christmas caroling, and that runs counter to what a public school should be doing.
Now, the reaction in the community, I'm guessing as the education reporter for the Wausau paper there, this is probably one of the hotter reactions you've gotten to a story in a while.
Yeah, I think, I think the temperature, it actually affected the temperature here. It's just been great lately.
warm things up, huh?
Unseasonably warm, yes. I think I had 10 phone calls on this today. That's a lot for me. A lot of story response, a lot of chatter on online, like Facebook, Twitter, that sort of thing. And I think this is an issue that has sort of galvanized people here in Wausau and well beyond Wausau.
I know we haven't done a survey or anything, but what's the general sentiment? Are people mad about the request to change the music, or is it kind of mixed? Some people agree, some people don't.
I would say it's fair to say that most people do not agree with this decision to limit. Well, it's more than fair. I haven't heard anybody come out in full support of the district in the way that it has handled the situation. I think one of the big things was this 4-to-1 or 5-to-1. I'm still unclear about, this, but the sort of arbitrary number assigned to it. And in the course of my reporting, I spoke with Charles Haynes from the First Amendment Center, who is a national expert on, public education and the role of religion and how it can be taught. And he said that he could not find a reason for that. Now, Phil Book said that was like what he was told, you have to do this, and that this would be sort of the, like a hard and fast rule. The district said that was never the intent, that it was merely a suggestion, an example, to show how a musical performance cannot be a predominantly religious.
So now the school board is caught up in the story. Have they been speaking publicly about this leading up to tonight's meeting?
Not much. I spoke on Tuesday to the school board president, and she did not want to speak specifically to the issue. She said she wanted to hear what people had to say and address it at the meeting tonight. Another school board member today just basically wants the district to counteract, is what he told my colleague yesterday.
And
counteract,
yet,
the ruling.
And that's part of the issue here, is the kind of muddled and a little bit of he said, she said issue, right? So
that's,
we're hearing
exactly
from the
it.
Choir director, this is what I was directed to do. The schools are saying, no, we didn't say that exactly. And it sounds like it's been hard to untangle exactly what was communicated there.
That's exactly it. And it's been difficult to get people to speak on the record. It's been difficult to, contact people. They've been in meetings. I believe, at the administrative level, the school district has been inundated.
So at tonight's meeting, what is this? What's the setup for? Just a public hearing for people to vent, or is there a pretty specific agenda here on this?
The school board will meet in closed session prior to the public meeting, so that'll be held at 5:30, and that's to discuss strategies under lawsuit threats. So they've been threatened with lawsuits from this issue. Not prior to the issue, not prior to the controversy, but since then. And then at 6:30, they will be holding this meeting in the auditorium of Wausau East High School. I'm not sure how many people that holds, but it's big. And they will, the district plans to sort of lay out its story, I guess, maybe clarify things, and then give people a chance to speak, and then there is a possibility the school board could make a decision. There's also a school board meeting on Monday night.
Underlying all this, it's kind of like this high voltage wire. Anytime you talk about religious issues in the public sphere, especially public schools, do you think this is just tapping into this sort of thing that flares up over prayer at graduations or anything like that?
I think there might have been a perfect storm of a public relations nightmare with this particular issue, in the fact that it wasn't clarified first. People have taken the there's a Facebook, Wausau School District cancels Christmas. And, I think, yes, that touches that third rail. Mm-hmm. And it really gets people heated up. Charles Haynes said, this, for many people, it is, sort of the last... in essence, they see this as being their faith being taken away from them, their schools being taken away from them.
And the impression I get hearing from our WPR staff in that area, the Master Singers are a pretty big deal in the community.
Yeah, and Phil Book is a very popular teacher, and he has built a program. I think he's a 37-year teacher. He has built a singing program, a choir program that is just terrific. They have performed, and I don't think this is just the Master Singers, but the larger choir has performed internationally. They have done CDs, so it is a big deal, and it is, I think, a big part of the culture here.
All right, so I know we can't predict the future. Do you think we're going to end up with a choir season this year when all is said and done?
This is my personal opinion. I think this will be worked out tonight, but you never know. I've covered a lot of these sorts of issues, and I'm often blindsided.
All right. Well, first the government shutdown and now this.
Yes.
Keith, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.
That was Keith Ulig. He's education reporter at the Wausau Daily Herald. By the way, that Wausau School Board meeting is this evening at 6:30. It's at the auditorium of the Wausau East High School.
Now we'll check the headlines and get lost in a corn maze in this week's Hidden Wisconsin segment. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.